Love him or hate him, there really is only one Donald Trump. One of a kind, is he not? What a character. There really is no middle ground with Trump. You take him or you leave him. You take him as he is, as he thinks and as he acts, but without any change. He's not going to change. He's not going to compromise or really even engage in meaningful dialogue. Trump is Trump. Ego at large. His former wife, Ivana, called him The Donald. I love that one. The Donald. Not a mere Donald, but The Donald. Trump is about the business of living his life and being himself as aggressively as possible. Donald Trump is a man strong in character, whether or not you agree with his morals and standards. As a matter of fact, he doesn't care. He is sort of an American phenomenon, is he not? The Donald is a rough-and-tumble businessman. Trump has raised, invested, spent, profited, and lost not millions or hundreds of millions, but literally billions of dollars, with probably much more to come. Trump has advanced and invested in the American economy, in capitalism, all the while he has fully exploited opportunities for his benefit. In the business world, he cares not what you or I think. In the political world, as he runs for president, I really wonder whether or not he cares what we the people think. Frankly, I doubt it. Donald Trump is a populist, having revived populism, and that's a good thing. And he's energized so much of the disenfranchised American populace. Trump at work arouses, impacts, and influences, and he makes people think, really think. We the people pay attention to Trump because we never know what he is going to say. He can be slanderous, scatological, but never sublime or even necessarily deadly serious. He is emotional, reactionary, defensive, and argumentative. But it seems as though everything he says generates headlines and captures the attention of all of the American people and even the world at large. The Donald is an American populist phenomenon. It is hard to think of Trump in terms of money, for he has so much of it. I suppose that even with him, you can never have enough money. And it is the pursuit of money, the challenge of profitability, the rewards of capitalism, which seem to drive Trump and make him excel. But perhaps as well, it is the pursuit of power, political power, which now drives him and creates new opportunities for his insatiable aggression. The power a leading political candidate achieves can energize and make that candidate want even more. And Trump wants it all. Just like the power-hungry Hillary Clinton. Boy, is she power-hungry. He is determined to become president of the United States like she is. Perhaps even more determined than we realize. Trump wants that power, and he wants that influence, just like Clinton, or Cruz, or Rubio, or Sanders. They all want the power of the most important position in the entire world. And that provides such an interesting contrast, because so many of us as citizens, the voting we the people, feel powerless in so many ways as we deal with our very own government in all of its ramifications. Don't you feel somewhat powerless in America? So many of us feel as though our vote, our values, our wants and wishes mean little or nothing as our very own government grows and separates itself from us. I know that Hillary Clinton, a politician forever, cares nothing, really nothing about what we think. I suspect that Donald Trump does not either. But no matter, the Trump factor has energized American politics like nothing else since perhaps the days of Reagan. Trump, they say, can never be fit for president because he has no political experience. Really? Trump says that's an asset. The Donald tells us that he cannot be bought. He cares nothing about financial backing. And he is not concerned with what the Republican infrastructure, the good old boys, think. Then he tells us at the same time that he can deal with Putin or ISIS or Saudi Arabia or the Brits, the European Union, neighboring Canada or Mexico, as well, if not better, than anyone. He knows how to hire, he says, and organize, that is run a business, decision make, and otherwise move things forward in a timely, efficient, aggressive, and meaningful way because of his business experience. And he may be right. Maybe we need somebody with real business experience, the get things done attitude in Washington. Trump points out that Obama really had no experience of any kind himself. Barack Hussein Obama, says Trump, referred to himself as senator when in fact he had all of 1 year as the United States Senator from Illinois and virtually no political experience nationally or even locally other than that. He just had bravado. Obama was green, a novice, but he was elected because he brought a totally different approach to politics and the Democratic Party. Trump, he says, brings the very same thing to the Republican Party, and consequently a fresh, somewhat conservative approach to America, which can change back so many things from the disastrous Obama policies and restore greatness to America. The Trump theme resonates whether or not Trump can make it happen. There are tens of millions of Americans who hope and pray he can, assuming his election, and they support him for that very reason. The vast majority of we the people, so many believe, including me, believe in American exceptionalism, and we want our uniqueness, our difference, our better, returned and restored in the most aggressive way possible. Trump promises that. Of course, he polarizes, but can he polarize any more than Barack Hussein Obama? Obama has been perhaps the most polarizing president in the history of our country, so many think. I do. It is the Obama way or the highway. That may be the same with Trump, but at least America has had 8 years of the very same thing for which so many criticize Trump. It is really amazing to so many that Trump not only leads in the polls, but wins primaries and wins them with crushing margins. Those individuals, those critics, really do not understand the power of the Donald. He resonates, he infects, he motivates, and he gives hope to so many angry, frustrated Americans. Trump hates spin, political spin. The stuff which comes out of Washington and the mouths of politicians, he hates that. That kind of spin is nothing but lie and hypocrisy to him, and he exposes it wherever he can. He attacks liars and calls people, including fellow candidates, liars if he thinks they are. Yet at the same time, the Donald himself evolves and changes and corrects himself and otherwise seems to have no problem doing or saying whatever is required to advance his cause and himself. Do you see him that way? Trump has openly supported Democrats and Democratic policies and philosophies in the past, if those philosophies suited his own self-interests. Now he has evolved to the point where he supports and champions people and issues who are conservative, at least somewhat so, to differentiate himself from others and separate himself from Democratic extremists like Clinton and Sanders, so he says, and he does so for his political benefit. The man who hates Washington spin and hypocrisy is fairly good at some of that himself. Evolving is a fact in the political way of life. Take Israel, for example. Trump says of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that he would be neutral. Neutral? Trump says, let me be sort of a neutral guy. A lot of people have gone down in flames trying to make that deal, he means between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So I don't want to say whose fault it is, really. I don't think it helps. Gee. Of course, conservatives and especially Jews aggressively protested and criticized him, reminding him that no president of the United States can ever be neutral when it comes to this potentially world-upsetting conflict in the Middle East. And that registered with the Donald. Somewhat later, Trump said, Israel is so important. What Obama has done to Israel is a disgrace. How they even talk to us is hard to believe. How do they talk to Obama? You look at what he, Obama, has done to Israel with just this Iran deal, which is such a terrible deal. He, Obama, has been the worst thing that has ever happened to Israel. How about that for evolving? And Trump, in his political wisdom and his concern for Jewish support and votes, maybe that for real, said the following. Now, a lot of my friends that are Jewish, did you get that, all of you Jewish friends of his, do not support him, that is Obama. They don't support Obama any longer, said Trump. But I still have some that do. Some of my Jewish friends do support Obama. I say to them, how can you do that? Wow. He sure takes a position at the extreme, does he not? Trump evolving, extricating himself from between a rock and a hard place in an attempt to build a broader and larger political support base. The same kind of spin, the same kind of lie under the politically correct term of evolving. Evolving. Wow. But Donald Trump is different. He is anything but a politician. He is a rough and tumble businessman, pure and simple. It is hard to understand his political philosophy, assuming he has one, or his platform, or his priorities, or his personal points of view. Oh, they are there, but they're really difficult to ascertain, don't you think? Even as a businessman, his views on the economy and especially taxation are anything but conservative. Yet, he claims he will inspire and ignite the economy and create more jobs and employment opportunity than any U.S. president. Well, I don't know. Maybe he would. Maybe he would. But he never tells us how. But he promises he will. He keeps promising he will. That sounds politically familiar, does it not? And Trump is tough. The Donald is aggressive, he's forthright, he's straight, and he's confrontational. He backs down from no one, including and especially the liberal press, and he is ready to criticize anyone. He is comfortable in the attack and in counterattacking. Trump is a formidable foe, as Cruz and Rubio well know. Donald Trump is real, like him or not, agree with him or not. There's no hypocrisy with him, even though there is inconsistency. Inconsistency. He says what he thinks at the time, unabashedly, afraid of no one, or any retort or counterattack in return. Bring it on, he seems to say at every turn, and they, the opponents, do in fact bring it on, and the Donald goes after the attackers any way he can. He will call them names, using stereotypes, four-letter words, vulgarity, or anything else which happens at the moment to cross his mind. He reacts unfiltered, spontaneously, and often without regard for the consequences. He gets attention with everything he says and everything he does, and he seems to relish in that attention, including and especially the attack of the liberal media. Yeah, he loves to do battle with them, which may well influence much of what he says and how he says it. But at the same time, Donald Trump is personable. His personality is unique, whether you like him or not. He is strong, very strong, and in these troubled days, Americans very much want a strong president, one who will protect and defend our country, and these many think Obama does not do that, and not cotton to foreign leaders or sell out our interests, and Trump seems to convey that message directly and indirectly. And so, Americans respond favorably, at least conservatives and Republicans, and probably a lot of the middle roaders. The Donald is an interesting man. He is the subject of tabloids, married perhaps four or five times, living the good life, center of attention, something which Americans of all sorts and political persuasions enjoy. Whether I agree or disagree, I personally always find him interesting, don't you? He inspires dialogue and thinking, and we talk about him. In fact, the more you don't like him or disagree with him, the sharper become your very own ideas and your thoughts and opinions, and the political dialogue energizes. And that's a good thing. The interesting Donald seems to make that happen. He really does. Americans respond to Trump at least in part because he is so financially successful. He has made literally billions of dollars. He spends it. He loves the power it brings and indicates to all Americans that any of us do have the opportunity to do what he did in our very own way if we work as hard and as smart as he did. I sort of believe that. And that inspires and challenges America, at least economically. Trump makes it clear that America matters. Our way of life, including and especially capitalism, are critical for our future, and they must be maintained, preserved, and grown, so says Trump. He reminds us again and again that we are exceptional. We, the people, are exceptional. And we should always protect and preserve that exceptionalism. And again, Americans respond. Trump makes it clear that if he is elected president, there will never be business as usual in Washington, never, never again. He will appoint the smartest, most aggressive, get-things-done people, male and female, red, yellow, black, or white, those he can find to run America right. That sounds good to me. We will, he says, once again be strong and aggressive in the world and protect and defend the American position in the world over. And yet again, Americans respond. That really sounds right for America. So, my fellow Americans, Trump and Trump populism are forces which cannot be denied and must not ever be taken for granted. Whatever may be wrong, there is much good about the man, his way of thinking and communicating, and his vision for America. It is anti-political and anti-Washington. And frankly, I think that's a good thing. I think it's more good than bad. And now politicians begin to realize that, perhaps. Chris Christie does. The Donald is now the odds-on favorite to be the Republican nominee for president. So many think that Trump can beat Clinton, or Sanders for that matter, and do so very handily. Whether right or not, such an election battle would be fascinating, don't you think? Conservatives and Republicans may find themselves voting for Trump because he is their only alternative, and especially a viable alternative to a Hillary Rodham Clinton, oy vey, or a Bernard Sanders. It will be Trump's brand of republicanism against the Democrats' brand of liberalism. Trump is by no means a conservative. Trump is not a true conservative, but he is far more conservative than either Clinton or Sanders. Trump conservatism or Clinton liberalism may be the only two choices Americans have in November. If that is the case, how would you vote? There are 8 months left before that decision needs to be made. We need to learn a lot more, experience more of Republican candidates narrowed down, perhaps to Trump, Cruz, and Rubio, or one of those two, and get on with concentrated, focused politics and real political debate. And that would be good for America. Trump, the Donald, like every political candidate, is both good and bad for America. I wonder whether or not you see Donald Trump, the Donald, more good than bad.